ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge, where we are looking at the supplications and du'as of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abideen Salamullah alayhi, which are found in the book As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyah. Supplication number 8, verse number 2, moral vice number 2, which the Imam seeks refuge in Allah from. Now, when we look at the second vice, it is Al-Ghadab, anger. Even the word itself is kind of scary. Now, I want to look at a hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa ala that he conveys, and he tells us about something that happened to another prophet. And it's very interesting hadith that shows us the dangerous effects of anger and how shaitan can sneak into my heart and into my mind through. And this advice is actually from Shaitan himself, given to one of the prophets. Now, the hadith is about the prophet Nuh alayhi salam, as we call him Noah. Nuh prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he destroys his people, right? And when Allah did, and they were destroyed, Shaitan, may Allah curse him, came to the prophet, came to Nuh, and he said to him, Ya Nuh, I want to give you a present, a price, for you were helping me, you gave me a hand of help. And Nuh said to him, may Allah curse you, and I don't want to give you any hand or any help in anything. He said to him, yes, you did. He said to him, how so? He says, you prayed to Allah that destroys you people, and he did. That's a help for me. How so? Let us take a break, then we continue.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatul Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Back to our story. Now, Shaitan wants to give the Prophet Nuh a gift. Why? Because Nuh alayhi salam prayed that Allah destroys his people, and Allah did. They all drowned. Now, Shaitan says to Nuh, because you prayed to Allah, and Allah took away, and all those who drowned were the bad ones. So there was no one for me to tempt, no one for me to misguide, no one is left for me to whisper in, which means I actually took a break. And he says, فَأَنَا مُسْتَرِيحٌ حَتَّى يَنْشَأُ قَرْنٌ آخَرٌ. I am at peace, I'm relaxed, this is my break time, until a new generation comes. because he can't misguide those who are already on the boat because they're the good ones. So he says, he gave me, I don't know, maybe 50 years of relaxation, 50 years break. For that, I want to give you a gift. I want to give you a prize. I want to thank you personally. So Nuh alayhi salam says to him, okay, sure. What would you like to give me? What is it that you want to reward me with? He says to him, oh Nuh, remember me at three places. Now, this is the advice for Shaitan, for the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and also for me and you. He says, in three places, you remember me. فَإِنِّي أَقْرَبُ مَا أَكُونُ إِلَى الْعَبْدِ For I am the closest to a person in these three states. If you are in them, know that I am right there. One, he says, اذْكُرْنِي إِذَا غَضِبْتِ Remember me when you get angry, for I will be right there waiting for you to slip. Now, do you see the shaitan, he himself, from, as we say, from the mouth of the horse, he himself says, I will get to you if you get angry. I am right there. Let's take the word of the man quite seriously. And then he says, وَإِذَا حَكَمْتَ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ When you deal between two people, he will come and he will try to play with your mind, trying to tempt you and, you know, make you not judge correctly. And the third one, I leave it right after the break.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Now, we were looking at the three things and three advices or the three states that Shaitan says, if you get yourself into them, then I am the closest to you than anything else. One, when you get angry. Two, when you judge between two people. And three, when you are alone with a woman. I will be your third for sure. All right, so the Shaitan says, these are the three places. If you put yourself in any of them, I will get to you. Now, I don't care about the other two. Our topic is the first one. And Shaitan, mind you, he wasn't just a normal person or a normal creature or a jinn. He was amongst the best of the Abad. He was amongst the best of the worshippers. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for over 10,000 years. And he was called the Tawus of the Malaik, the peacock of the angels. And he has an experience with prophets and how he deals with them. So when he says something and when he gives an advice, we really need to take it quite seriously. And the sequencing of these three places is also crucial. So Shaitan lists them from that which is more dangerous to that which is less. Now, when it comes to anger, Shaitan says, is the first. You get angry and I am there. Now, judging between two people, it's easy sometimes, you know, we make the right judgment, we control ourselves and say, you know what, haqq is haqq. When it comes to us being alone with another woman, obviously sometimes our iman says, no, she's, you know, non-mahram, she's a stranger, I'm not going to do anything. So it's easy to control. But with anger, it's dangerous. Why? Because I lose control. I give up, you know, that control that I have, the steering wheel, and there's no one is there to steer myself and my logic. Then Shaitan comes in. He says, I am the closest person to you. And now mission control is not run by anybody. I'm going to be in. So you can see how dangerous and how devastating it is for a person to be angry when it comes to their logic, when it comes to their faith, when it comes to exposing themselves, when it comes to giving Shaitan full control. Therefore, the Imam says, A'udhu billah, I seek refuge in Allah, min al-ghadab, from anger. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواه از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را